You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Jersey Shore news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jersey Shore Season 4, the Season 4 season finale entitled Ciao, Italy. Kevin K-Wow Undergaro here with...
Cameron Safford.
No, what's your...
Mine was Cammy Not-So-Sweetheart.
Not-So-Sweetheart.
Yeah. Not-So-Sweetheart.
And, of course, Roxy Rookie Stryer.
Rookie! Woo-hoo!
And, yeah, we all... This was, for us, we weren't able to go up quick because we were thrown off with a reunion show.
Right.
Usually the reunion show goes a week after.
Yeah, there's usually a week from the finale to the reunion where you're like... hyped to see how the show ended, and then the fights that go on, give you a clip for the reunion.
And we were thrown this curveball, and of course we had to watch it so we could comment on it, and we'll go over it tonight. We've been talking as these weeks have been going on, even on the AfterBuzz TV network with all the shows we do, you know, we know the amount of downloads we get and the amount of downloads we get worldwide. And when we began our journey, Jersey Shore was number one.
For a while.
And actually the first three seasons. But this year, I thought we would come back in and take the number one spot. And there were a couple of moments.
We had Phil, number two for a little, didn't we?
Did, maybe. Phil, correct me. Maybe,
yeah.
We correct you. I'm just Roxy. There you go.
Wait, so.
I'm back.
What's that?
What number, Phil, did we hit this year?
Like as a top spot? Mm-hmm. Probably number five.
Number five. Now, we have had some amazing other AfterBuzz shows come in, and I swear, Phil, maybe you need to look it up, but I don't think we're even in the top 15.
No.
I get the fact, Roxy, we were talking about off here, that we didn't have the consistency with our hosts like we did last year because I had a lot going on. You know, I know you had a lot in your personal life this year, so we weren't able to have – but I don't know if that was the reason. I am not sure if this ship has sailed, meaning not the AfterBuzz ship, but the Jersey Shore ship. And we will talk about it tonight. We don't want to go over it now. But these were the things that were percolating throughout this whole episode. But let's just talk about – this is the season finale of the show. For me, pretty underwhelmed. What do you guys think?
You took the words right out of my mouth on underwhelmed. I can't believe this was the finale.
Right?
First of all, the finale
happened.
Went on for, apparently in their time, weeks.
So anticlimactic. Like
how many clubs did they go to? I thought every night was their last night out, and then they went out again.
Right.
And I'm like, when are you guys going to go home?
They didn't even know which night was going to be their last night out. And it was really awkward because at the very beginning of the episode, Ronnie pulls Mike aside and says, maybe you should go home. And I'm thinking, don't they just have one more day here?
Well, okay, that's interesting. Did he mean you got to go home in the next couple of days? Or do you mean like you got to go out of the clan?
I think that was a two-week period, and he was saying you have to go home 2 weeks early, you know, about a two-week period.
So he wasn't talking about you got to leave the show?
No, I think he was saying you got to go home now. You got to get off right
okay.
now.
Here's what I found interesting about that. One of the few moments that I was, like, captivated, mm-hmm. Mike's reaction was like, are you serious? And it was almost like I took it as though I'm the situation. If you didn't check, Ronnie, with it's between me and Snooki, it's a coin flip over who is Top Gun on the Jersey. I am the Jersey Shore. So when he was like, "Are you serious?" That's the subtext of his line to me was like he was like stunned.
I felt the exact same way as you. I thought when Ronnie said that to the Sitch, it was kind of like, "Are you serious?" Basically, I branded this show
right
outside of Snooki and maybe now Pauly D. Those are the three main characters on the show that really carry the show. So for Ronnie to be like, "You got to go," I don't think he meant you got to leave Italy. I think he meant you got to go for next season.
I agree.
And that's why I think the Sitch was like, "Are you fucking kidding?"
Yeah, I can't. No, it's okay.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, I drop it all the time. Sorry, I drop F-bombs. But I think that's why he was like, "Are you kidding me?" Like, if we were able to make more money as individual cast members, I would bank you.
Right.
Brother.
It's like...
That's what I thought. His, are you kidding me? And why he didn't want to apologize. He was like, "Really? I'll either spiral everyone back in before I leave," which he did, "or he's going to pity party himself." Whatever his angle was, he's not going to go bend down for Ronnie.
Right.
Who was Ronnie and Sam, who had no part of the show for the first three seasons other than their stupid relationship.
Well, their fights.
But that was not as... You don't see Ronnie and Sam coming out with their own vodkas and their
nothing.
Else.
You know, we've talked many, many episodes. We've talked about like that it factor. Mm. Even in the reality world, that certain it factor, and those two don't have it. They happen to be on a great show, and
those two, as in Ronnie and Sam.
Yes, I don't feel they have it, but they're on this show, and they've been able to, you know, God love them. They've been able to make it work, and I like having them. They're part of the brand, and we know them. But they didn't have the, you know, like what Situation had, what Snooki had, and stuff. But
J-Wow.
But before we like go off on Situation, I felt like the episode, it was like, come on, you got to deliver, and it just didn't for me. Oh. It was so anticlimactic. It was so we're leaving. I mean,
nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
If somebody said to you, please summarize what happened in this night's episode, what would you guys say?
I would say they went to the club, then they went to another club, then they went to another club. They cooked Sunday dinner. Mike cooked breakfast. They hung their clothes on the clothing line. They got a tour of Italy. Snooze.
Boom.
Right.
Boom. Like, I can't say one thing. They try to make drama out of nothing these days. I don't really think that it's compelling to watch. And this is coming from Jersey Shore fan number one.
Right.
I was sitting there this episode thinking... And not only thinking, saying out loud consistently, come on, what the hell?
Yeah.
What is this? This is
no,
not
I know.
The Jersey
you
Shore.
Were
this
so antsy.
Yeah.
I'm like, I was
what's
trying to figure
on?
Out, like,
what's
okay,
going on?
Does Roxy just have USC parties to get to?
Am I withdrawing?
Are you being genuine? And it seems like it wasn't just the parties. You genuinely just were. You were like, do we really have to watch the reunion? Because you were over it.
It's like, I'll sit here with you guys all day and talk about anything else, but talking about this and watching the reunion show, it's like, really? I'm just so over it right now.
All right. Let's, before we go too much further, let's just talk about Jersey Shore, Italy. What are your thoughts on the fact that they went to Italy? Is that the problem? Are they just not strong outside of Jersey?
I think that was supposed to be the solution. It's supposed to keep it fresh, and they're not supposed to stay in Jersey. And I do think if we hadn't gone anywhere else in any of the seasons, that them being in Jersey again would be ridiculous. You can't just stay the same.
Just beating a dead horse.
Yeah, because like you were saying before, the reason the real world works, I think you were saying that, is because they have new casts every season. The only
new cast and a different city. It's like
a fresh city. There's a whole fresh formula. For this, if you're going to have the same cast, you've got to be in different places. But at the same time, the best seasons have been in Jersey. I don't even think Miami holds up to Jersey.
No, it doesn't.
Not at all.
It's almost like an idea that just works well on paper. So it's like, we're going to send them to Italy, back to their homeland. And on paper, it's like, oh my God.
And the whole concept works so great on paper.
And then they
get
there.
They're just hanging on. Yeah.
And they get there. And I kind of figured that Europeans wouldn't go for them. Wouldn't respond in the same way.
It was weird because you said that the guys wouldn't be able to get girls because girls in Italy aren't into that kind of guy. And although they will talk about later the after show, and even though in the after show they said that the guys couldn't get girls, I thought the guys were picking up chicks
fine
all season.
But listen, Pit Rock's great point. They were picking up pigs.
Pigs.
It was first.
Oh, pigs.
They were picking up.
But they were picking up girls for
Jersey
sure.
Jersey Shore level trash.
But like, most of the girls that they picked up were not Italian.
First of all, Pauly
right,
D
all
was
Americans
ready to bang some pig.
Total
and I'm like, Pauly, really? You're on tour with Britney Spears. You can't do better than that. Like,
yeah, no. And he
shut up.
No,
and
Pauly has even said in interviews, like, it's almost not fun anymore picking up girls because it's so easy because of my fame.
Yeah.
And yet, he was like with a six, a five and a half or a six,
yeah.
You know, out of
barely.
Yeah,
she fell down on
four.
The street.
Right.
Yeah.
She's a four. The girl was hideous.
Yeah,
hideous.
Right.
For
yes,
being
and by the way,
wait,
hideous
six?
And sloppy drunk.
And sloppy
he
drunk.
Won't bang Beagle.
Unnecessary roughness.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I didn't mean it.
He
that
wasn't
necessary.
But he won't, Pauly D won't hook up with Dina. This girl was as bad, if not worse.
I don't know.
Dina.
Dina's gotten real big.
Well, maybe, right. But
she's
maybe,
got a lot
not,
of push into
might,
the cushion.
Guys, he might not want to shimmer reads.
Yeah, she's got
he seems like a smart guy.
Yeah,
he may not
true.
Want to shimmer
oh,
reads.
Oh, no, no, like, no. I think he's the best sport, the best character on the frickin'
right.
show. He's awesome. That has
but,
nothing
but
to do with him.
But the point is the girls, even Vinny, I mean, like, was saying it, you know, it wasn't a European girl's just, they don't.
Just didn't happen.
Yeah, they don't go for
yeah.
that stuff.
Don't you think, too, I think on this season, one thing I found interesting was that Pauly and Vinny didn't hook up as much as they used to, like, back in past seasons. Like
with
they
each other?
No. Just
no,
with,
but I know, but
they
Kim,
didn't bring
I think
home
it's
girls.
Because they just, I think their standards are higher.
Yeah,
now.
Well, and they should be.
Right, absolutely, and they couldn't live up to those standards.
Well, you don't want to hook up with a grenade.
100%.
When at this stage in the game, when
totally.
Your brand is on the line now. Now
exactly.
they're brands.
And I think you're also used to it, too. You're used
yeah.
to a certain level, and you don't want to, like, go
you're
backwards.
You're not just going to.
You'd rather just drink and, like.
That kind of goes with anybody. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I think that's
yes.
one thing that kind of cheapens the show a little bit with the drama, because you don't see the dumps come in and out, the Staten Island dumps, like Angelina. Oh, I'm friends with
right.
her on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Not anymore.
I love it. No, we're all friends.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Okay, so I have a question. Is this the formula of the show now? Jersey, then Miami, then Jersey, then Italy, then
I
Jersey. Are we going like that?
Probably to continue to extend the brand, yeah. But, you know, as you said, I think they're much stronger in Jersey, but it's hard in Jersey because they're so famous, too. And I was pointing out to you guys, even when they were at that club, did you see the ropes? They were clearly in the VIP
oh, yeah.
section.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
no matter where they go. They're famous. They're celebrities.
Which was an issue on the show with Mike trying to fight everybody, and all the other cast members are saying he's only going to do it when he has security that will keep everybody 10, 15 feet away from him. He's not a tough guy when he's not on the boardwalk like Ronnie a few seasons ago. When he's, you know, when he got
right.
to fight and stuff.
I mean, first
now
season,
there
they
now talk, there's ropes and security
right, and
between
and there's
them.
Protection. First season, you know, no one knew them. They were hated on by Jersey Shore. They said there were more fights that season that you didn't even see.
Right.
That civilians just heckled them.
Yeah.
And now you don't see it as much.
Now you can't touch him. So.
Let's put, you know, we got to break down the situation. But before we get there, I thought it was interesting to see how much Jenny's grown. This was her year of just she's
how much Jenny's lips have grown?
No, that's reunion talk. For now.
I'm sorry, how much Jenny what has grown?
That was an open-ended question.
Is that a low blow?
What I like about Jenny, she's clearly become the mom of the house.
Yeah.
It's about making the check now and having a life with Roger. That's what it seems like.
That's what I like about her as a person. That's what I dislike about her as a character.
Not as much fun anymore.
Yeah, I mean,
but Roxy, I like that about her.
I like that as a person. She seemed, of all the people on the show, if I had to pick one of those girls that I would want to be my roommate, want to be my friend, she's cool. She's a cool chick, and I know
right.
she'll keep me in check. But come on, you've got a boyfriend. He's home. I see that you're only doing this for the check, and I respect that, and I appreciate that.
You miss her fist fighting.
Yeah, but and the thing is, we even see. That's reunion talk. You got to cut me off.
All right. No, it's all right. Go ahead.
Okay, Cam. I'll take over. I think Jenny, for me, Jenny, Pauly D, and Vinny are the only three people in this cast that I would be best friends with.
Yeah.
Hands down. Like, I could be friends with all three of them because they're the most real. Jenny, she honestly, she's a cool chick. At
That's
the
what
end
I'm
of the
saying.
Day, no matter
yeah.
what, she'll tell you. She'll stick up for her friends.
But, you know, I don't feel she was the first season. It was just she was a beast. And I totally agree
with
you.
Yeah, it's not why she got cast for the show, but right. Now that's what she's
turned
into.
I totally agree now. I really love her.
Yeah, like now, it's like Jenny now has proven herself to be, honestly, maybe Pauly D and Vinny are the only two I can think of that are the most real people
right.
on the show.
I agree.
So as far as friendship goes, I feel like Jenny is bending over backwards doing handsprings for Snooki, trying to save face for that
yeah,
girl
totally.
Who's a complete time bomb. And I don't blame Jimmy or Jenny for being annoyed. Like, Jenny and Sammy were annoyed in this. Are we on the finale yet?
No, not on the finale.
Well, in the
you
season.
You mean reunion?
In the season.
We are on the finale. We're not on the reunion.
We're on the finale. We're not on the reunion.
I'm thinking
yet.
Of the whole season. Jenny. I'm all over the place.
Listen, we've all been drinking a lot of vodka. It got crazy. We didn't expect to go
what
another
show
hour.
Are we talking about right now?
Here's
we're doing Jersey Shore.
What is this? The real world?
Yeah.
Our systems detect that a host has wandered off the subject. Please return at once.
I need to kick myself out right now.
I'm back.
And thank you, our own Sir Richard.
Thank you.
Wentworth
I like that soundbite.
Yeah, it's very nice.
What I was trying to say is basically Jenny to me is the most real, and I feel like
definitely.
She's done everything to stick up for Snooki this entire season.
She has.
And at the end of the day,
she's trying to be a friend for sure.
She's always. Trying to be a friend. And Snooki, if you throw bones like Snooki's throwing to Jenny,
yeah.
I would destroy you on TV with the, like,
you mean if you were
knowledge.
Jenny?
Yeah. If I was Jenny and I know what Jenny
right.
knows,
right.
I would have blasted
she
Snooki a long time ago.
The Guidos are buried.
Yeah. So that's pretty much that. I don't know really where
you know, but you know, Rox, I hear your point. Her growth may hurt the entertainment value of the show.
Right.
And maybe and it has. I mean, like seeing her and Sammy at the clubs, they're totally bored. They don't want to be there.
Yeah.
They're at the stage of their life where they want to be planning their weddings and doing things.
And I totally get that she's a person with a real life. And like I'm saying, I respect her and I respect the fact that she never once bitches about being on the show. She knows she's getting mad cash from it. So anybody who does bitch about it, it's like, right. shut the hell up. But at the same time, you've got nothing going on. You've got no drama. The most drama you had all season was when you stood up to Snooki about the fact that she screwed the situation. She hooked up with him. She did, and you know that because Snooki told you, and we all know that. Except for Gianni, apparently, who doesn't know.
But you know what? Pauly D doesn't have anything going on. I don't think they have to. I think those kind of characters kind of just keep the show even keel.
Pauly has this funny. So I wish in life I could be Pauly. He is like I love those guys who are just zen and happy and nothing sticks to them and they don't get involved in any drama.
Pauly
like,
has never
and by the way, let me say this. I'm gonna go out on a limb here. No one in this room, maybe other than Phil, can say that.
No.
Where you, the three of us,
can say that there's no drama.
No, just don't get in the drama.
No.
The way Pauly just laughs it off. Are you serious, Roxy?
Oh, no, that's me agreeing with you the most. That's
yeah,
me saying, like,
saying,
oh my God,
totally.
My life is drama.
But don't you love the Paulys of the world? They're just happy and positive. Nothing seems to stick to them. They're like Teflon. And they go through life.
Yeah.
Drama free.
You would assume, looking at Pauly, that there's never been a freaking bad thing in the entire world that's ever happened to him. Because
no.
he just. It's whatever it's
I mean, what,
done.
I
will say.
I've heard it's in your DNA.
I will say this. The moments he does blow up are hysterical.
When? Yeah. When did he blow
people
up?
People who are listening
Miami,
right now are asking
about
the hell's
going on. The guy, season one.
Season two, Miami, when he Angelina, there was that drama. It was the penultimate episode where she got in his face and he was like, are you serious?
Are you serious? I remember that line.
Please,
I remember.
Please, Phil. This is the Jersey Shore. Please explain to our fans what penultimate. What is it?
Second to last episode.
Excuse me, what's the word
pent
for
pent up anger?
No.
Penultimate.
Penultimate, thank
yes.
you. And what does it mean?
It means the second to last episode.
Okay,
before
thank
the
you.
Finale.
We're not doing Boardwalk. Okay, we're doing Jersey Shore.
So,
now
yeah,
the people
fun.
Listening are like, screw Kevin. KWOW, you suck. I'm smarter than that. I'm tuning out.
Well,
I don't think they are.
I will say,
the
person within our
like,
lives,
thank you.
The person within our lives that is like that is Ian Kaiser.
Kaiser Sose.
Yes. Did you get a chance to meet him, Cameron?
No.
He's very much like that. There's a night.
His
I won't bring it up because
Ian
will kill me if I say this on air. But there was one night where he completely blew up and almost never wanted to talk to KWOW, me, or anyone in this entity. But thank God he changes his mind.
Okay, well,
now, see, now back up now. Why did
what are you talking
yeah,
about? What happened?
He's the producer on AfterBuzz TV, Ian Kaiser Sose, also comes in and hosts the Jersey Shore every now and again.
Because he lives in Chicago. Okay. So all right.
So, Ian, don't hate me for this. But there was a...
And you know he's listening, so careful.
He probably is.
Filter.
Probably is. 2 years ago, I'm just going to go ahead and say the story. 2 years ago for... it was a few days before one of our friend's celebrity's birthday parties. And we had girls at our office, production office here. And we had our friend...
And they say you were getting it in. Okay. Mushroom.
So, what happened was that...
All right, how does it relate to Jersey Shore, his snapping?
His snapping is Ian didn't want to actually...
He's our Pauly D.
He didn't want to go out. And there was basically this drama. He didn't want to be involved with it. He got involved with it. And then... our kind of thug-like friend got in his face, and he was like, "Are you serious? Like, I didn't want any part of this. You're blaming me. You're saying I ruined a friendship," and then like things were getting broken.
Wait, and then okay, but there was also
like the set.
But when we filmed Serial Buddies down in Connecticut, at the Liberty Hotel in Cambridge.
Oh yeah, there was
another outburst from him. Okay, so he's like Pauly D, whatever. It's like Phil, you need to hit the sound drop.
What's going on? Going off topic.
All right, let's
see. Hit that one.
How come I get it?
Our systems detect that a host has wandered off the subject. Please return at once.
Thank you. Okay. So, anyway, back to what we were saying. In my next life, I wish I could be Pauly D because he just skates right through it. Unlike Situation, who I...
Unlike any other cast member. Can I sidebar in next week? I'd like to do Pauly D. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. We'll make that happen.
If you're watching, Pauly.
We'll make that happen.
If that wasn't a... It was
a... Should I sit like Dina?
Oh, do the Dina.
Pauly.
The Dina after show. Pauly, if you're out there...
It's the legs of... No, I think those are too close.
You're being too... We're being too nice, but I actually don't want to show my underwear right now.
Pauly, if you're there.
Yeah, but he's not into Dina. He likes the ladylike.
I know, because he's smart. Go ahead. Okay. Karen.
So, with the Situation, who... I think I've said every season, toward the end of the seasons, he starts to burn out. He's tired. Because he puts on this massive front. He knows.
Drugs.
All right. Well, again, I'm not saying that, but.
But I'm saying.
You know better.
You're not saying
drugs.
It.
I don't,
I'm saying.
So you
it.
Know better. But anyway. What do we get there, Phil?
It's called All By Myself.
Oh, yeah, when I was young. See, I'll date myself.
I love this song.
I'm like, yeah, you know it? Kim, okay, listen, Phil, crack that.
I'm with you right now, dude. Okay, you ready? I had the worst voice ever.
Phil,
I'm going to go hard.
This is the Eric Cameron version.
Version? No, I think he's the singer.
There's a Celine Dion version.
No, he's the guy.
I did the Celine.
No, he's the one they wanted.
Oh, Roxy Dion. Don't wanna be.
Okay, so this is the Situation now. He has. He's come to this point.
Mortifying right now.
He's come to the Situation. I've always said that he works all season at trying to make storylines, trying to create great television. He has said it in interviews. And by the end of the seasons, all the drinking, the lack of sleep, saying the drugs. It gets to him where you can see he starts to come apart.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the minute he landed in Italy, he was already at that place. Probably from doing
club appearances.
From the minute he landed, this guy was a zombie. And so it was very difficult for him. And I think he was trying to create moments, but I think he was also very insecure with some of the decisions he made. I don't feel like he totally had this planned out. I feel like he kept trying to like make things happen and make controversy. And then when he did, he got himself into trouble. He was like, wait, maybe this isn't so good for my brand. Maybe this isn't so good for the show.
Yeah. And by the end of it, they were all just done with him.
Yeah. They're like, it's old Mike.
He didn't have a single person standing by him at the end.
And by the way, remember the days of MVP, you guys?
Oh, those days have been
gone.
That was first and second season. We didn't even see that in third season.
No, and I'll tell you.
You can clearly tell no one likes him.
He ran away with his product, the Situation. And let me tell you, your young ladies, with both who are just getting into our business, Roxy and Cammy, and I say it all the time.
But by that, he didn't mean Roxy and Cammy. He meant Roxy and Cammy.
What I'm saying is
Roxy?
Cammy.
Gary.
Roxy.
Are you saying double?
Yeah, I am, actually. You got to have humility. You right. got to have humility. And you know what? You have to be gracious in victory. And he's too much GTL and his brand and this and that.
You
yeah.
think he's too ahead of the game and then he screwed yeah. himself
oh,
over?
We've heard from people who've called into our show that have interviewed him that he wouldn't answer certain questions when it's all about his brand and the products and this and that.
What
well,
he can think.
And I think that he's, you know, Vinny, I said last week, didn't like him season one, then grew to kind of like him because he's like, hey, if I like him, we'll all get girls together. Mm. And once Vinny got the opening to say, like, you know what? F this guy. He took it.
It's funny because
I don't. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
It's funny because when I was doing Real World yesterday, we were talking to a girl in the Real World, Alex, who's on this season in San Diego, and I was kind of asking her about in interviews what MTV tells her she can and can't say and how much they give, and she's like, honestly, and I know this is the exact same for the situation. She was like, honestly, they give me a lot more leeway than I thought. I can kind of talk about whatever as long as it's not pertaining to the season. And in my personal life, I can really say a lot of stuff. And I've always thought, the situation in interviews, it must be MTV saying, don't answer any questions about your life or anything. I don't think it's that. I think it's him about branding himself and what he is willing to and not willing to answer and blaming it. And blaming it on MTV.
Can't we just point it to you, like, during that you agree?
Yeah.
I do agree. Here's what I don't agree. I know what a confidentiality clause consists of, like, when it comes to a show. And what the situation had under his belt, which was literally under his belt, is not a part of that clause. And what he did to one of his friends that was on the show, who everyone loves. Apparently, Snooki. Everyone loves Snooki.
Right.
Mike blew her out of the water. And
she's like the house.
For everybody on the show that's friends with Snooki, when Mike did that, I feel like everything else got put aside because now she's in a relationship. And I really think, for me watching it, that was one of the biggest... you're right with what you said. Every year, by the end of the season, he kind of tailspins.
Oh, yeah.
Out of everyone's, you know, right. He does what he does, and it can only last for so long.
We've said that for four seasons now.
Right. And then they take a break, and so they come back, and they're trying to be a family again, whatever. Yeah. But this particular season, I feel like Mike went too far. And I feel like with Snooki, he kind of, as fans, you're kind of split. Do you love Snooki or do you love Mike? Because I love them both. And in this
but you're
situation,
right. He went
you're
after the Jersey
split.
Shore retarded sweetheart.
He kind of split
He went
it
after
up.
America's retarded sweetheart.
It's
just
like
a big no-no.
You love Snooki, but you know for a fact he put her on blast on national
oh,
TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
everyone
yeah.
knows.
And that he's telling the truth. Everyone
right?
knows.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what happened, yeah.
Is everybody knows she did it, including the cast members. The fact that he blew her out that way when she's finally found love is fucked up. So I feel like as fans and as people on the show,
we know that.
You know what's going on, so it leaves it at a toss-up, and at the end, apparently Mike stands alone.
He's putting fame over friendship, and it ends up, actually, I think it will bite him in the ass and make him less famous because we don't appreciate that.
You know,
and I think that's what people see.
I think he's – I feel like he's disconnected.
Yeah.
I feel like he's not very connected to other people or that he's not – capable of being like a real friend. It's definitely all about his deal.
Yeah.
And I think that there was always animosity and jealousy. I think Ronnie was jealous of him for his success. I think Vinny from the get-go didn't like him, grew to like him because he had to. And then once he saw, you know, you see some of the outtakes, even when they're wrestling together, you can see Vinny just wants to kill him.
Yeah.
And,
oh yeah.
I don't
and
know.
And Paulie,
you know,
and
I,
Ron.
And I,
all
I,
of them.
And I actually feel like myself, like, he might be played out for me, too. I don't know if how entertaining he really is anymore. What do you guys think about that?
He's beyond played out for me. I don't know, though. There's
I mean, Randy's had to go wall. We all got a kick out of that.
What I will say is, first season, I hated Mike. I didn't understand.
Hate him, like, in a good way or hate him, like, an Angeline way?
Hated
which
him.
Is, hated we hated him. Angeline. We wanted her out.
No, hated him in a good way.
Okay.
Hated him in a – I paid attention right. to how much I hated him. Angeline and I thought that the show would be better than her.
Right.
Then I loved him. And now I hate him in a Angeline way, kind of. Because the thing for me is what have we seen him do? We've seen him run his head through a wall, as you're saying. We've seen him cause drama. We've seen him hook up with cast members. We've seen him hook up with a bunch of other girls.
We've seen him trying.
We've seen him all these things.
He's definitely overcompensating with the girls.
I don't know where he could go next season that would make me be like, oh, I re-like Mike again. Or I re-hate him in the way that I like to hate
him. Love to hate him.
Yeah, love to hate him. I don't know where he could go from here. He's kind of on my shit list.
Cammy?
How I feel about Mike is that there's a part of me that feels sorry for him. However, the biggest part of me is a girl who thinks of him as a castmate, that maybe something did happen with him and Sookie, which I believe it did, for the record.
Anybody who doesn't, come
on. Way
he
put
her,
the way he put her on blast,
yeah,
is funny, but it's not. Like, it's funny as a fan, but as a friend, it's not funny. And as a castmate, it's not funny. And so, and the way he brings everyone else into it, and I feel like they all try and stick together and protect each other and be a family. Mike has alienated himself, and he deserves what he gets.
He does.
And so that's honestly the way I look at it. Like, he talks about her like a piece of trash. Like, he's like, oh, I love you. Yeah, in one episode, and the next episode, she's sucking my dick. And so, F you, bro. If I was her friend in real life, I would F him up.
Jesse's talked about it. We've had it come up. You think he's overcompensating because maybe he doesn't like women?
No, I don't think he's gay, if that's what you're...
I think he's
overcompensating for the fact that other people on the show are becoming more stars than him.
Yeah.
He's
no longer
It felt like he was really coming out strong to Snooki because he felt like it'd be a good moment.
He's hanging on. He's hanging on.
A TV moment, like a good... Like, but it'd be good for their brands.
I have a question, though. Yes. I have a question. So, as the star of the reality show Saddle Ranch, I have a question about relationships and what you do. What is the line between co-worker and relationship and what you can say? So you're saying that Mike completely put Snooki on blast, but is that okay because he's doing it for good TV, or do things get sticky there, you know?
Whoa, rocks, very good
question. Deep.
That's a really good question because that came up so many times in our show. There's not a line. It is what it is. It's someone will tell you something to your face, and then what they say in an interview is what they say in an interview, and you don't find out till it airs.
Mm.
After that, you have to base your, like, which is why Snooki, I think, felt like she was like, F you, F you, F you, to what everybody said about her thing, because everyone is going to go into an interview, and the producers are going to ask them, what do you think about what happened? And they're going to say what they think. And you're going to say what you think honestly. And you're going to try and defend your friends. And Lord knows I've sat on the stand and lied.
Yeah.
And then in the end,
to
you still
to help
get
your
crucified.
Friends, you mean.
Yeah. Of course. So in the end, that's a tricky question.
It's hard.
Tricky.
And but I bet they struggle with the same thing on the show.
I think more so than them because their fame is like out of the park. You know? So I feel like for them, it's probably got to be way more exaggerated. They don't know who their friends are. And so you see an episode air where Sookie thinks Jenny's not her friend. And if I were to be there to say something, I'd be like, Jenny is more your friend than anyone on this epic show.
Listen,
she's the only one
speaking
who...
of that moment, let's talk the reunion show.
Okay. Before we do, we got to bring back the good times. I have a bumper here. KWOW may remember it. Roxy may remember it. This is going to be new for you, Cameron. But... it reminds us of the good old times.
Okay.
Congratulations, Jersey Shore Edition! You're the 100th episode of AfterBuzz TV!
Yeah!
Everyone put on your party hats and sing along!
I remember!
Happy 100th episode to you!
And then it goes on.
Okay, you know that I came into the studio that day, and it was you... and Jesse, you guys were freaking out to me. We have this huge surprise, huge surprise. I was like, what is it? What is it?
I thought it's almost coming out of a cake.
I thought that, like, I don't know, maybe the entire cast of Jersey Shore was about to pounce on me. No, but we get in. And we were the first episode ever of AfterBuzz TV, and we were the 100th.
Yes.
Oh.
And I was just, again, I hate to bring it back to the darkness, Phil, but I was saying I feel as though we're like that successful TV series, but in the last couple seasons,
we've been played out.
Like,
we've been played out.
Like, we've now we went from we were cocky, we were in the top 10, the top 5, number 1, And now we're like 18,
you know what
19,
it is though?
We're just sliding down.
But you know, like if you're talking about Friends, Seinfeld, whatever.
No, I think it's time like one of us needs to bring on a baby.
But all we need to do is get to the last season because then we'll number one again. When you get to the last season, everybody starts watching again.
Really?
So,
no.
No, for sure. No, for sure. Are you kidding?
About,
oh my god. For the last season, everybody goes, oh, there's one more season left. Oh my
it's
god, I'm gonna start watching.
Season.
It's the last
yeah,
season.
Maybe.
It's the last season. I'm emotional.
Excitement.
I'm coming back. So let's just pretend. Next season's the last season of Jersey Shore.
People get excited about us again.
You guys better listen to our asses.
Anyway, we're gonna talk about whether
I'm just gonna throw there that I kind of hate Dina. All
right. Oh really? Now is it because of the why? Is
you
it
hate
the
Meatball Number Two, dude? Because I hate Meatball Number Two.
Well, we saw a lot of Meatball power in this, which was kind of funny. Meatball problems.
It
sounded like a trend on Twitter.
Really, I mean, they really
I
gave
like
us
I feel like I feel like I love little Snooki. She's enough
She gave
meatball.
Us great drama with Gianni.
She's enough.
Gave us
she's
a lot
little
of
meatball.
Laughs with
Dina's
with Dina.
Just gross. She's disgusting.
She sits weird. She's got that arm jiggle. She's not Snooki.
I can't.
But she's a nice kid.
Yeah, but I like Dina in the way that I like Ryder. Somebody who would come on the show and then leave.
Okay, Ryder's been on one episode.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Or
Dina's been on two
seasons. Or that's what I'm saying. Or the situation.
But you guys don't like to see Dina?
Dina
no, she's
is
gross.
I have no interest in the girl.
She's
There's
gross.
Nothing amusing about
she
her.
She has her hair like this.
Nasty.
When I let her down her eyes, she's like, holy fuck me.
She's gross.
That's all it's
It's gross.
It's gross. Well, like we like to say, it's gross in an Angelina kind of way, an Angeline kind of way, where you don't want to see her.
Definitely, it's
grosser
than Angelina.
She gives me the heebie-jeebies. Totally.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So it's not a love to hate. It's a.
I don't.
Just wish
I don't even hate her. I just wish she wasn't.
That's
yeah.
Mean. That's
yeah. I feel.
It's
like,
just like.
Guys, like, this isn't sounding good. Like we. We're sick of situation. Now we don't like her.
Yeah.
Will Ronnie
and
Sammy
not bringing
back?
Yet, yeah.
Listen,
will
new Ronnie and Sammy drama help?
I feel like we're speaking for the fans, too. And
but we've seen Ronnie and Sammy drama.
Hence why they do a finale and a reunion back to back.
I think we need a new character.
Listen.
I think we need somebody new.
All right, we'll get to that. Let's talk about the reunion show.
Okay.
Let's talk about it.
So we see this reunion show, and you wow. guys, it was interesting because you guys kind of knew what we were going to see, which was a show that was just essentially like a very light recap. For me, a good reunion show, and we know our owner of this network, Maria Menounos, when she does the reunion shows for Real World and the challenges and all those shows, I know from experience, having gone to them, it's much more... It's not a recap. It's much. There's a recap at the very end.
It's much more.
But it's
of an
much
interview.
More about. Yeah, let's get. What did you really mean by that?
Right.
Like this much.
What
more,
was going on there?
Had,
yes,
had Maria
more,
done this after show, like this reunion,
she would have.
It
would
have been much
them.
More of a of an
yeah,
interview
would've.
Show. This was a BS recap.
Yeah, that's all it was just a, like all we could all we had to do was just go to any website and get a recap of the
season. We could have done the reunion show ourselves.
We,
to be honest.
No
well,
joke.
Well,
any one of the four of us would have done
well,
it.
You have a real host like Maria do it. Then you have someone that asks the deep
funny.
Questions. You do this the way this Amy did it, and then she's looking where is she
Amy.
Looking?
Oh, is that?
She's looking
Amy.
At
you know what I felt like with
what
her
is she
and
asking?
A lot.
Did she
we,
ever
and
the
again,
show?
We know this from experience, and I don't know this about her. But I'd like to know if she really is a fan of the show. See, Maria only does Real World and the challenges because she's a super fan.
Yeah.
So she watches the episode. She knows exactly what's going on, and she wants
she's
to get to the truth.
She's invested in her questions.
Yes. And I didn't feel like the girl tonight was.
Not at
well,
all.
But that's the thing. She's actually, because we know her, and she's actually a really, really awesome girl.
Right.
And I think that they probably called her and said, listen, will you come
We've got a job for you.
We've got a job for you. And, of course, being a smart girl, she said yes. But the problem is, if you aren't a fan of the show, there have been four seasons. It's not there's been one season. You catch up on that real quick. There have been four seasons, and if you are somebody who doesn't watch the show and aren't passionate about it, you can't do an A-plus job.
All right. I'm gonna also... Here's what kind of separates Maria, and I don't think it's stuff that you necessarily learn in – no one's really going to teach it to you. You know, you always kind of think, oh, someone – and this is the mentality I think of all people is, okay, I'm going to be the host. The producers are going to give me the questions to ask. Therefore, it's going to be a good show. Whereas, you know, with Maria, she basically half produces the Real World reunion shows. And so, you know what I mean? Again, not a lot of hosts have that because they're not taught that. You know what I mean? Or
definitely.
Some just don't have that. And so while Amy, you know, I think she went with that mentality because she didn't know any better. All right. These are the questions they're going to give me, and that I'll read those, and it'll be a good show.
Her jokes were clearly written out. The lines were written, and it's like, it's so not – be a little candid. So even with the laugh track, like you were talking about.
Eyeline, and I go, what are you talking about? And he goes, look at her eyes. She was like this.
Yeah, no.
It was
–
and then it's like you said, I thought this is the worst produced show
very poorly
I've ever
directed.
Seen. And this is the Jersey Shore.
Yeah. And we were talking about canned laughter, like a lot of canned laughter added in.
It's awkward. It's incredibly awkward.
It was and they didn't look
good. I'd rather no laugh track at all.
Right.
No, and the cast members
did not look good. And you can't blame them. That's hair and makeup. They go through hair and makeup.
No, what you can blame is Jenny. What is hair and makeup going to do about that lip job, those cheeks, the Botox?
Okay,
well, how are they going to fix that?
How about Dina with like...
Dina with the – I mean, she
like we were saying before, my least favorite look is the blonde-black hair combination. Okay. You look like a skunk. Whoever invented that needs to go jump off a bridge.
Because everyone was really over-tanned.
Over-tanned.
Even for Gym Tan Laundry, they went a little too far.
It's just getting stupid.
Let's be honest.
The show is getting effing stupid. And let's call it what it is.
And the reunion show was just...
And we hate to say it's painful.
It was a fun, like... it wasn't fun, but it was a recap show, which was very light, and it wasn't at all about Ronnie and Sammy. Where are you guys at right now?
Yeah.
Why didn't you ask that?
Like, you know what?
Where you at? Like, we started the season with the drama of you two carrying over from three seasons, hot and heavy, wanting to kill each other, and then nothing?
Yeah, nothing.
Where are you at now? Are you still dating? Come on. We
they didn't even do an individual
smush.
Ron and Sammy.
Nothing. Here's what I think it kind of half was an attempt at. Okay, you know, you wanted to leave the fans with a feeling. And the feeling was that this season of Italy was fun. And that's why I think they recapped it to that extent rather than go after things. You know what I mean? Like, oh, look at how much fun they had.
I mean,
you know,
if we recap it within an hour. If that's true, Phil, I think that's very cocky of them.
Yeah.
Because that everyone's that invested because I think you got to
– Your fans will check out.
Yeah, you always have to deliver like your fans are going to check out. You have to have that sense of urgency and that fear factor when you're producing.
I get it. I'm not saying
that's right.
No, Phil, I'm not saying that. You're making a great point. I'm saying if they did that, I think it was a mistake. And I wonder if that's why the reunion show was – immediately following the finale rather than a week later. Is it because they're trying to keep it light? A, B, because the show's corroding, or C, is it just MTV has too much programming? What do you guys think?
God, it's hard to say.
Why would they go up so quick?
I think it might be too much programming just to give them the benefit of the doubt. I don't know, though.
I'm going to say it goes back to like... I'm going to start a music video channel that I call Reality TV Show and call it, like, MTV is all reality show.
It is.
They don't care anymore. Let's call it what it is.
True, but they still want numbers. Kimmy, they still
want
numbers.
Are they getting them?
Well, with Jersey Shore, absolutely, they were.
Eight million at the beginning.
Almost 9 million at the beginning. But, Phil, can we look up and see?
Let's look up and see where they're doing now. Let's see what they're doing.
Because I'm very curious. Because this brings us to like the, you know,
they started with fire rockets as far as ratings go.
Right. No.
Unbelievable.
And my. Well, listen. We're gonna talk about that's our last topic I want to go over. Maybe we should, Phil. Maybe we should go to commercial before we come back to our. We're gonna actually talk about. Is it over? Is it the beginning of the end? Is the show played out?
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe.
And we'll talk about after commercial. Go to commercial, Phil.
Want to find out what the After Buzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
17-29.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
We are back. Unfortunately, we lost Rookie Stryer to a bathroom break.
Back.
We did. We did.
She was over. So, oh, look who's back. Come on, baby. Let's go. What? No, what, why are you crying? What's the matter?
Because I thought I'd make it.
No, you made it. You're fine. Sit down. So, one of the things we didn't get into, we're going to talk about is this played out. Very interesting the way Nicole reacted to Jenny.
Guilty.
In the reunion.
Do you guys want the numbers or no?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so, definitely.
All right, so from last week, they had slipped from the week prior. So from episode 10 to episode 11, they slipped in numbers down to 6.4 million. But I still feel that's a lot.
That's pretty big.
A lot of people
yeah,
feel,
so
but
good.
You're down 2.4 from the opening.
Yeah.
Which still is kind of scary. No, those are great numbers for cable. So they're fine.
MTV's going to take that to the bank. Trust. Yeah.
So they,
those
they,
are good. Those Roxy, are good enough numbers.
You have the headset.
I know, I know, but I wanted to face it this way because.
Oh, is that your attempt? I see. All right.
That's well, why.
All right.
I knew that it wasn't. Yeah, Roxy's, I think it's fine right now.
Roxy's the rookie of the group.
I'm such a rookie. It's such a good nickname for me.
6.4 million.
I need to be taught.
Respectable numbers.
Yeah.
Definitely, like, they'll get many, if they can keep that, many more seasons. But interesting to note, down 2 million people from the opening. Yeah. And I know the second season, the second episode of this season also got those big numbers.
Yeah.
It's just interesting. Those numbers are down. But and before we really expand on that, I thought it was interesting that Snooki really went at Jenny. Jenny's been a wonderful friend to her,
yeah.
I think.
I don't even know where that's coming from.
I thought that was completely ridiculous. The thing is, Jenny, yes, she did call Snooki out, and I would have been a little pissed too. If I was Snooki and I had hooked up with the situation, and I had told Jenny in some sort of agreement that Jenny wasn't going to say anything, I would have been pissed because Jenny blatantly said on national television, "You told me what happened." Basically is what she said. So yeah, if I was Snooki, I would have been pissed at Jenny. But the thing is, Snooki was going about her life with no regard for anybody else and nobody's feelings. And Jenny is, if Snooki thinks that anybody else is her friend more so than Jenny, she's...
No, Jenny is like
she's
the
an
most
actual
amazing
idiot.
Friend.
Jenny's an unbelievable friend.
Loyal.
And Snooki right now is all about Team Meatballs. Okay, Dina's a fun person to party with.
No, but she
Jenny's your
she
friend.
Said, Jenny, you're my
yeah.
best friend.
Jenny,
she
said,
but she says that.
She does say that, but then on the reunion show, she tore her apart. She tore her apart, and that's not fair because Jenny's an unbelievable friend.
You know what? You're right. She did tear her apart, and she's wrong for that.
Yeah.
Because Dina is your dumbass party friend. Dina's an idiot. Jenny's covering your back.
Yeah,
right
Dina's
now.
The girl that you
Dina's
called.
Dina's doing overtime
yeah,
right now
listen,
to cover your tracks.
Listen to the old man here, the veteran. I always say, you've got your fun friends, and you have your real friends. Now, your real friends might not be so much fun. Maybe they're
or
not
they
the
are,
life of the party.
Not,
maybe they're going to tell you things you don't want to hear, but they're your real friends.
Yeah.
Over here is your fun friends. Now, Phil, some of the other people, you the person you were mentioning before, like we were talking
yes.
early off the air, that's a fun friend. Lots of fun. Go out, drink, party. Here's the key to life, guys. Never, ever confuse the difference.
Yeah.
Know the difference. You're my fun friend. You're my real friend.
100%.
It's fine. Have
Dina,
them both.
Jenny.
Have
yeah.
them both. That's good. Just know the difference.
Yeah.
And the real friend, not going to be, maybe is not as much fun. Maybe he's going to give you the truth when you don't want to hear it. But that's your real
but
friend.
But that means they are a real friend.
Right.
Yeah.
So just know that those are the fun friends. Well,
but
okay.
That's the thing. I almost feel like
Jenny's
a real
friend.
But Jenny is a real friend to Snooki, but I think Snooki is a fun friend to Jenny.
No, I think well,
perhaps
half and half.
Perhaps
because I think.
What does Sookie really bring to the table for Ginny?
That's what I'm saying.
She's younger. She's a little, definitely more self-centered.
Look at it from a girl's perspective.
She's a little more crazy.
No, more famous, more crazy.
So that's made her
more
crazy.
From a girl's perspective, what does Sookie do for
Ginny?
As
a real friend, what is she bringing to the table?
She's not much, only because we haven't seen that need for her to bring anything because Ginny's got her shit together right now.
Sookie always needs Ginny.
She's got a nice guy.
Ginny never needs Sookie.
But I don't think Ginny needs anyone right now. I think if the chips were down, I think I'd like to think Sookie would be there for her.
I'd like to think so, too. We'll
I think there's an, I always said, and you know, in my overall note with these guys, which you guys have heard me say a million times, they're all good kids at the end of the day. And that's why, like, you get that line of from Paulie, at the end of the day, we all love each other. That's why I love this show more than the Housewives and the other shows, who are just fame whores. They would all stab it. They'd all shoot each other for 5 cents if they could. Whereas these kids, I think, are decent. I do think that they do love each other. Some are better than others. But I think Nicole is a nice kid. Now, is she as nice or is she as evolved as Jenny? No, not yet. Not yet. Okay. She may never be. She's so famous right now.
Yeah.
But I think there's a nice
but
kid
F
there.
Yeah, her for that.
I think there's a nice kid there. And I think Dean is just
very
young.
I think Roxy and I are kind of on the same page on this. It's like, I don't think that Jenny naturally wanted to team up with Sammy.
No.
It just kind of happened.
It just happened.
They're the most real right now.
They're mature. It's like, it's time to move on for them. Time
right,
to like
right.
get
and
your guy,
most,
rent your DVDs,
they're the most,
have
they're
a boring
the most
life.
Legit right now people on the show that aren't trying to be like episodes or Dina, yeah. Nicole, meatballs, whatever.
Meatball power.
It's kind of a, it's, I don't know, maybe I see it for something more. I'm just kind of over this.
You gave your list before of Vinny, Pauly D, and J-Wow being the most real. And honestly, I would add to that list Sammy because not the person that I like the most, not the person I'd be friends
but
with.
But she is real.
But she's for sure real. She is who she is. And she looks back at things. She laughs about it. She cries about it, whatever it is. I think that the girl, that's why they are paired up together. Because the two of them for
right,
sure
guys,
just
here's the
live
big
it.
Question. Are the best years behind us on
yeah,
the show?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys didn't even have to think.
I know, honestly, before when we were talking about how we were going to have a discussion about it, I really was thinking, I don't know what I'm going to discuss because the answer to me is a clear-cut yes.
Yeah.
Best
me too.
Is over.
Well, I can't imagine them doing the same thing again and again and again and finding a different result. Like, it was interesting before, but now... It wasn't interesting in Miami. It wasn't interesting in Jersey. You're going to go back to, not Jersey. I'm sorry, Italy. It wasn't interesting in Miami. It wasn't interesting in Jersey.
In not Italy. Jersey.
Italy. I can't do it. So you're going back to Jersey. Bottom line. What do you have left? If Mike leaves, it's pretty much over. If Vinny leaves, it's over. I don't want to hear any more from Ron and Sam, so that's over. So I'm not sure where this show's going to go to keep me interested. Like, I'm pretty much at a stalemate with this
you
show.
You both said tonight, let's talk about, like, Rox, your friends. Tell me, you were telling me off the air about your friends, how their attitudes are. On the show have changed.
Oh, about the show. You know, basically what I'm saying is when I came in my freshman year of college, every single person was like, this is the show to watch. We're going to stay in. We're going to make drinking games on Thursday night. Everybody better be here at 7 o'clock, whatever it is we're watching. And then now it's kind of like, if it's on, I'll watch it. Maybe I'll tape it. I'll watch it next week. I might catch a rerun. It's sometimes funny. I'll put it on the background. Nobody's
time.
Ever watching this now as
no
a show.
No obsessed with it anymore.
Yeah.
Cammy, you were saying something similar, that you don't watch it.
Yeah, I mean, if I tape it, unless I'm doing this show, I might not watch it for 2 or 3 days now. And my roommates that are on shows
hurts,
and stuff,
Phil. It hurts.
They all talk about it like it's not as good. And I think everyone's kind of washed their hands of it. And not overall, but I'll say within 2 or 3 days of the show airing, no one's really, like, gung-ho to sit home and watch it.
Sad.
Like, People are just kind of putting it on the back burner.
This was once a great
So this
franchise.
Could be the end of the end the, for the Jersey Shore.
The Jersey Shore franchise was great. The AfterBuzz TV Jersey Shore edition was great. Phil, where did it all go?
We were going
to the T-shirt shop to broadcast live. Like we.
Oh wait, but talking about that for a second, because we haven't mentioned it yet. The pizza shop. I think the pizza shop did infinitely better than the T-shirt shop. Talking about something that I did like about this season, I wanted to just say
that.
I like the pizza shop more than I like the T-shirt shop.
I like that too.
Yeah, I thought it was funny, especially Sammy, who was like, "I love working here." And honestly, I was sitting there thinking, if she wasn't on a reality TV show, I could totally see her working in a pizza shop.
Totally.
I would not like to watch her doing anything in life.
Well, I just think with Sammy.
I could see it, though.
I think with Sammy, because she's not so much into gym tan laundry. She's not so much into the clubbing. She probably enjoyed working there and really being in a familial environment.
Yeah, she was like, I like the pizza. Yeah, I'm going to eat the pizza.
Hey, Sammy, you're the only person on the show that I don't want to watch.
But Marco, the owner, like they all really bought, like the good ones of their
Yeah, the
really
hanging
bonded
with the panties and whatever.
But no, but really bonded with the workers. They bonded with the owner. Like she probably loved it. I know, but again, like it didn't really move it dramatically.
No,
it really
I don't think it was great. I think it was better than the T-shirt shop. Better than the gelato.
I like the T-shirt shop still.
I don't like the T-shirt shop owner. He's a freaking
pro. That's
what I like about him.
Why don't you like him?
The first season, he's like, you guys better get to work.
Yeah, he was a
jerk. The next season,
then
he's
like,
now
he's
got famous.
Off.
He's like, oh,
he's like,
you guys do whatever
haircut.
You want.
Yeah, yeah,
he's like, you're a fake
like,
piece of
didn't
crap.
Didn't he want, like, a shorts? No?
I don't want one.
The Shore Store.
Oh, yeah. Shores.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Shore Store.
Yeah. One? Yeah.
No, he makes his money on T-shirts. Anyway, well, we'll be seeing him.
I would.
Next semester, Phil, I guess we should just roll into predictions.
All right, let's do that.
These could be heavy.
Yeah.
You caught me off guard, but here
this
we go.
This is like a sad day.
Yeah. No.
And now, you're after Buzz. It's
fitting with
TV
Halloween.
Predictions.
Oh, just listen, I'm sitting with a group of just bored people.
More partying?
Over it. No, maybe we can get them excited. I'm really sad over this. You guys like the Jersey Shore.
I know.
This used to be a great AfterBuzz show. This was a great series.
Stop it.
Just no one like.
I mean, I think we're
more into the music than we are.
No.
I think here's what it is. We as a society are just so used and abused and disposed that we're just over.
I think
Jersey
we speak
Shore.
For the masses.
Yeah, we're not even being nice
you know,
about it.
It's
like,
almost like the what made the Jersey Shore great now has devoured it.
Yeah.
I just want to feed everyone on this panel drinks later.
I love that. No, Kimmy, that's why
to
we
ease
love
the
it.
Pain.
Why we bring
you know what's sad? Like, there was no preview.
They bring in the
There's
resident
nothing
version.
To look forward to.
So no preview. It was just, it was, so we had this,
What do you have to say right now?
We had this recap reunion show, which went nowhere. We had this kind of a wet firecracker last three episodes of Jersey Shore with the season finale. And my hope is that we're going to spark something at the shore. I mean, I'm hoping for it, but...
Yeah, we gotta get Danielle the fucking stalker. We gotta bust her ass.
We
gotta
we gotta recast. She gave a bad name to Jews.
Yeah,
dude.
By the way, like we might need like some of those extraneous characters because as of now, situation is very played out.
No, I don't want one of those.
Jenny's very mature.
I want a new main character.
Sammy's mature.
No, we need an agenda.
An agenda. Interesting, Phil. Go on with that.
We need something to do. We need a common goal. That's why, get off the damn boat, get off the damn plane, whatever it is that you came into Jersey on, you are
plant
getting Danielle the stalker.
We have to plant a tree together?
You know what? I think we need a competition. I need a who can get more girls.
Yes. Something like that.
The
problem is like, they're famous, they're managing their own brands. I mean, you guys, I mean, whatever.
For me,
this is going to sound insane, but if you go back to even the Beatles or other like groups have come together, everyone later I know you're going to go nuts because I know because your dad's a big music buff.
Beatles.
But listen.
Jersey Shore.
But Jersey Shore. But listen, what I'm saying
is
people get very popular and then all of a sudden what? oh, my brand. I'm doing my own album. I'm doing my own
you
song.
Mean the individual? You mean Paul McCartney, John Lennon? You mean they're doing individual things?
They played on Yoko, but it's like they all just started breaking away, and it's like situations worrying about all his crap. You know, only Ronnie has said in interviews, I would do it till I'm dead. He's like smart. He's the smart one.
And I believe it because he's just killing it. Because
I say this, Ronnie. Well, Pauly D.
We know that you want Ronnie there, so.
No, Ronnie's fine because he's got a trade.
Ronnie.
Oh, no, Pauly D. Pauly
D is the one that's going to see it.
Pauly D's fine. He's got the trade of the.
He's going to the final note. Everyone else, I'm done.
I always thought there was a show in previous seasons. I was like, man, there's probably a show in, like, when the situation gets married or has a kid. I see him with a station wagon and a baby seat. How funny it would be. And you know what, guys? I don't see that anymore now. I feel he's out of cards. I feel he's played out.
Could you see a J-Wow Roger? Could you see a Snooki Gianni? Could you see...
Okay, I see the way the Kardashians have spinoffs, and the spinoffs don't do as good as the Mother Show, the big show. I think the spinoff shows will be okay. And let's face it, there's shows on the air, you guys. I mean, what, Oprah's network gets as little as 300,000 people now. So...
Oprah's network is sinking.
Right. If you can grab 600,000 or 700,000 on some of these shows, you're okay. They should be able to grab that, but
you don't think any of them could take 1 mil?
Take what?
1 million.
Absolutely.
I mean, maybe 1 million at the most. What I'm saying is I don't.
Pauly
think
D,
them
maybe
eclipsing.
Absolutely not. For
well,
their
I think
spot.
Pauly
well, I
will make his money
though.
Spinning records.
Didn't they all earlier?
Country.
I remember second season we were talking about Pauly with his new DJing show and situation with some other reality
and he's
show.
Coming out with it.
Snook
he's
for love and all this stuff.
Well,
it's
no,
like,
well, Snooki and
trust me,
Jenny.
These will be one season wonders. If they split up, they're dead.
Well, the smart play would be to split up and then all reunite for the Mother Show again, a la the Kardashians model. But my fear is
the Kardashians are the same family. These guys hate each other outside of the show, apparently.
What are you talking about? Their family.
Yeah, right. They're dead. If they split up from the formula.
Tammy, I'm like stunned. They hate each other?
Yeah.
I think you might be right with that.
They do.
No, that just makes me feel horrible.
I want to cry.
You can even watch it through their tweets.
You think we're not the only ones?
Whoa, go back. Tell me.
The only people that tweet each
other. Because
we know.
Now, by the way,
them all.
No, but also, let me say this. You know, you did one season of Saddle Ranch.
Dina and Snooki.
You've been
through
this.
Yeah, and you see who tweets and who doesn't tweet. All
right, so tell me.
People we effing hate and people we don't.
Dina and Snooki.
You see the people that tweet. Dina and Snook tweet. And... Vinny and
Pauly
D.
Yep, all the time.
Outside of that, you don't see a tweet from any of the rest of them.
Sammy and Ronnie, but they almost like share Twitter.
They don't
Twitter.
Really tweet.
They don't
tweet
really
at
each other.
They really don't. So you don't know what's happening with them. So you can follow this by tweets.
Vinny and Pauly tweet each other.
Vinny and Pauly, Dina and Snook.
J-Wa, no.
Everyone
else?
No, J-Wa,
no. Because listen, you guys, this was months ago. Like a
not,
lot of time. So
not
now
a tweet
we know
with Jenny and
Snooki. So there's probably some tension between them
not
now.
Not a tweet.
Angelina is still rolling in her freaking grave now.
Yeah, no, what happens with Angelina?
Who cares about her?
Okay, but tell
why
me,
do you do that? Why
anyone?
Can't you say Angelina?
I mean, she's my friend on Facebook. She hangs out with Cass from my show, which really shows you how far she's fallen.
Poor Angelina. Angelina.
She's really falling into the dark side if she's hanging out with Cass.
I don't
want to
give her the
hand.
She doesn't deserve the hand.
I mean, Angelina, are you really hanging out with the Saddle Ranch? I'm just saying. Deny me from Facebook.
No, I'm actually staying quiet to see when you start rolling in the music.
I'm wondering when you guys are just...
No, Phil, I should...
Oh, okay. And there we go. Goodbye, Jersey Shore.
We're all
but,
very
okay, no matter what, we will still be here next season.
We,
because
thank you, Rox.
Because it could get better. And I have faith. I do have faith.
No, and we're loyal like we're
all hoping.
Like they are. But I, you, Cam, you left
cheers.
Me, you cheers. But you left me on the biggest note is that they don't tweet each other and they hate each other. I had had them as like they love each other.
This is a chugging moment. We
wow.
All right, guys, check out Kevin Undergaro at Undergaro.
No, it's Undergaro is my Twitter. Please tweet your suggestions, girls. What are yours?
Oh, at Cameron Safford.
That's Cameron with a K.
Yes.
Not to be confused with the regular.
Really? I didn't know that.
Roxy Stryer. That's ROXYSTRIAR.
And after last night's Real World, I got mad followers, so follow me. I got got some good feet.
You're worth following.
And if you missed how to spell their names, you can always check it out in the descriptions of wherever you're, if you're listening on iTunes or on Ustream, wherever the hell you are.
All right, can the three of us commit to being more committed to next season's
Jersey
Shore?
I'll commit to committing.
Right?
Hands in. Let's go, baby.
All right, and we're going to go down with the ship.
Down with the ship.
All right.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz.
Congratulations, Jersey Shore Edition. You're the 100th episode of AfterBuzz TV.